I thought today, even though it's just the two of you, that I would tell the story of St. Marcellus, because it's such a, on the one hand, a sad story, but on the other hand, a very charming one. And you'll see, as I get closer to the end, how he's truly the perfect Christmas saint, the Christmas Pope. He was the Pope during the reign of Diocletian. And if you remember, he was, Diocletian had these awful persecutions. So, it was so bad that during 30 days of persecution, they say that 16,000 Christians were martyred in just 30 days. And you can imagine that, the church at that point was just in chaos in Rome. The people were scared because remember what I think was Tertullian said, one of the fathers of the church, he said, that the blood of the Christians, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians. So to become a Christian meant you're going to be put to death for the faith. And so many of the people were quite afraid, and many of the clergy and the people went into hiding, and some of them even apostatized from the faith. And so in order to bring everything back together and to reorganize the church in Rome, St. Marcellus divided all of Rome into 25 parishes. And for each of these parish churches, he would put a pastor in charge. And that is so that he could keep better track of everyone, keep them all together, his little flock. After all, in the Mass of the Pope, the Pope Mass that Pius XII made, the Sede Legis made, says, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. And that's exactly what he did. Brought them all into his little flock and took very good care of them. Well, the church was in such chaos, though, that once his predecessor died, the church went 2 full years without a pope. And then St. Marcellus was chosen to be pope. And after he brought everything back together, then he had to deal with what we call the lapsi. If you know what that is, they're the people that in the time of persecution, they apostatized and they offered sacrifice to the false pagan idols. And then many of them came back. When the persecutions ended, many of them came back and really did penance and made up for their sin. But there were some that didn't want to do the penance. Penance back then was very, very strict. And St. Marcellus said to those that truly repented, he was very merciful. But to those who just sort of wanted to be brought back into good standing with the church and to receive the sacraments and didn't want to really do penance, he was very stern and said, no, you must, if you wish to be absolved of your sin, you must have true penance for your sins. And many of them did not like that at all. And so riots started in the streets of Rome, and there was a lot of bloodshed. And the Emperor Maxentius, I don't remember offhand if he was the emperor or governor, whatever, but I believe he was the emperor, and he saw all the chaos in the streets, and he blamed Pope St. Marcellus for it all. So he banished him from Rome. And the Pope, think of it, the Vicar of Christ, the highest dignitary on the face of the earth, he was forced to go out and work in the public highways and perhaps building or cleaning the highways or whatever. Well, eventually, his clergy came and some of the lay people came to rescue him, and they brought him back into Rome and they hid him. There was a very pious widow there in Rome, and they hid him in her house. And they turned her house into a chapel. Well, eventually, so Mass was offered there quite frequently, and the people would come and assist at it. Well, eventually it was discovered that Mass was being offered there. And Maxentius came, and he had the church desecrated. He turned it from a church into a stable, where they would put the different animals and beasts there, and Marcellus was kept there, and his punishment was to take care of all of the animals in the stable. And there he died, and he was considered to be a martyr. But you see how he's a Christmas saint, too. You think our Lord was born in the manger. Pope St. Marcellus I died in the manger. So he's truly the Christmas saint. And they both are Blessed Lord in the manger and his vicar, Pope St. Marcellus I, both teach us the same virtue, that of humility. Total humility, that God would become a little infant, is one of the greatest acts of humility that he ever could have performed. And the same with Pope Marcellus, that he would humbly accept the punishment that was given to him so unjustly. Now, humility for us is to accept all the crosses of life and all the punishments that God sends us, because any punishment that he sends us is because he's a father. He wants to correct us. It's not punishment for the sake of punishment, punishment for the sake of correction. We should accept it all humbly, offering it all back to him. But one of the other greatest ways to practice humility is don't become too discouraged by your sins. Never despair. Pope Marcellus was a merciful father. Those who repented of their sins, he brought back and was very merciful to them. And you see the mercy of God, that he became a man to save us from our sins. And as often as we're repentant, he will forgive us too. And we should never lose heart, no matter how bad our sins get. As long as we truly repent of our sins, ask Our Lady to obtain the pardon of her Son, and trust in the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll always be forgiven. So let us be humble saints, as Pope St. Marcellus teaches us in the stable today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.